If you ever thought about becoming a freelancer but wondered if you could make it, you've come to the right place. This is Freelance Can I Really Make It, the podcast where we talk about the ups and downs of being a self-employed freelancer, entrepreneur, whether you're a photographer like me or a singer, songwriter, poet, artist, clothing designer, whatever the case may be. We discuss all the downs and things that we have to deal with as freelancers, but also the ups, the solutions. Welcome. My name is Ahmed. I'm Creative Roberson. Let's get on with the show.
What's up, you guys? And welcome back to another episode of Can I Really Make It? The fact that you're here lets me know that you actually like the show. Round of applause for you guys. I appreciate you guys coming back. Today, I want to talk about, well, freelancing, of course, but this time I want to talk about discounting when clients ask for discounts. Oh, man, that hurts, man. That actually hurts. I get it. Everybody wants to get a deal. I completely understand that. I'm as frugal as they come, and I do not shop unless I can find a deal. So I do get it. But I think the biggest difference between me looking for a deal from a big company, a big established corporation, is they buy half products in bulk. So they're getting their products discounted, and then they mark them up, as opposed to those of us who have to paw and scrape and scratch for everything that we earn. And when I say that I'm frugal and I'm looking for a deal, I don't chase deals or try to negotiate deals for services per se. I look for deals for product sales. So that right there is a clear difference between what we provide as freelancers as opposed to big corporations, or should I say me as a freelancer, because, you know, I do my photography and my photo editing, some video editing, some voiceover stuff, but it's a service that I provide to these companies. So I'm not necessarily taking a loss like some of the companies would if they're buying, housing, storing, and then trying to resell the products. My work is basically generated by me, my time. So, you know, with time, asking for a discount, this is how I look at it. Like, people sometimes see us freelancers as, I loosely say this, as like a swap meet. Like, you come to a freelancer to get a deal as opposed to going to a big corporation. For example, let's talk about Sears. I mean, I don't think Sears company is around anymore, so hopefully I won't get bashed for mentioning their name or anything like that. But take a company like Sears, for example. They used to have the Sears photo booth or JCPenney photo booth, you know, and they would take some basic family portraits. Nothing. I mean, they weren't bad per se, but there was no originality to them. You just show up, sit there, their plain background, whatever choices they had, you take the picture and then you leave. As opposed to somebody like me, we can go on location. We could take photos at your home, at a studio, out at the beach, at the park, wherever. And then I do some extensive Photoshop if necessary, or, you know, change the background, make a composite image, all that type of stuff, right? So when people would look at Sears and just say, for argument's sake, they charge $10 for their photo session. And then they're like, well, Sears is a big company, so they charge $10. I'm not even going to argue with it. They just go in there willing to pay. They pay and then they're gone. They see me. I want to charge $10 an hour or $10 for the photo shoot just the same. And they're like, yo, man, Sears charges $10. Why are you charging $10? You're just a, you know, a small time operation. But what they don't consider is, yes, Sears is a big multi-million dollar company. You know, they have other means of revenue that come in along with that photo booth. So they charge that because they have that overhead. They got to pay for all that inventory, stuff like that. But if they were to sell it at a bulk discounted rate, they could afford to do so because they have that additional retail space to sell. Whereas me, that's all I got. You know, I'm selling my service that I spent hours to learn, training, Photoshop editing. I got to pay for the software. I got to pay for the storage. to keep your photos in case you want a copy of it, in case you lose a copy and you want to see if I have a copy of it so you can get another print, this, that, and the other. I got to pay for my own equipment. There's no big bulk pricing for me. I have to pay for everything individually. I have to spend all my time learning how to do this service that I'm trying to sell to you. And you came to me because you like my service, possibly better than Sears. And I get that you don't want to pay the Sears prices in comparison to somebody who's just working freelance. But what I don't get is people, you know, I used to have people ask me, you take photos professionally? I'm like, yeah, I've been doing it for, you know, 18 years. Do you pay taxes on it? Like, that's none of your business. But they would ask that as if I'm just doing some type of side hustle. Even if I am doing a side hustle, if the side hustle is good, why does it matter to you? But, you know, I mean, I digress. That's just stuff that we have to deal with as freelancers. But again, going back to the topic at hand, discounting hurts us tremendously because, again, we're a small time operation. So we're putting our all into our business to get our business established and maintain and sustain our business. So when you ask for a discount, if I'm going between two clients trying to decide which one to work with, and I can't afford to work with both at the same time because of time constraints, you know, I have one client that's willing to pay my regular rate and then another client that's looking for a discount. I mean, naturally, you're going to go for the client that's willing to pay your regular rate. But what if the client that is asking for a discount is a long-term client or a friend or somebody who you like working with? What they don't understand sometimes is asking for that discount. This is why it hurts. If it's between you at $8 or another client at $10 and you guys want the same type of project done, the same amount of time is required by me. The same amount of skill is required by me. But if I do your work at a discounted rate, I'm losing that time. So I won't be able to do your project and their project. So I'm losing time and the ability to make more money. And then I'm doing your project for a discounted rate. So that makes me in a seller's remorse type position where it's like, man, I shouldn't have taken this job, you know, because now it's taken away the time that I could have been utilizing to make money elsewhere, but I'm stuck on a discounted program with you. And let's, you know, make it even more extreme, not from $10 to $8, but $10 to like $7. You know, you're losing $3 an hour or $3 a project at a time when you're working with somebody at a discounted rate and they don't get it. And then, unfortunately, in my experiences, once you give somebody a discount, they're always going to want a discount and they're not going to want the same discount. They're going to want a greater discount every single time. It never fails. I've been doing this for 18 and a half years now. And I promise you every single time they always want a discount. They always want a greater discount and it'll get greater and greater and greater to the point where then they'll start asking, well, I've been working with you for years. Can you give me a freebie? You know, and it's borderline disrespectful, you know, and I don't think they mean it intentionally to be disrespectful to you. They're just looking for a deal. They're looking for a good deal, good plan, save some money. I get it. But at the same token, they don't take into account what we have to go through as freelancers in order to sustain ourselves, maintain our business and do this job for you. You know, that sucks, man, being asked for it. And it's repeated because, again, oh, you're not a big corporation. You can walk into Sears and pay their full price without blinking an eye. And then I sit there and offer the same service or a better service. And you want a discount for a better service than what a big company wants. And then if I tell you that I cannot give you a discount for those reasons, because it hurts me more than it hurts them. And I have to maintain and sustain my living. And I have bills to pay just like everybody else does. A lot of times the clients will be like, all right, well, you know, you can't give me a discount. I'm gonna just go to Sears. So you'd rather go to a bigger company, pay their full price without hesitation, plus taxes. You know, don't, God forbid us freelancers ask you to pay taxes. Forget that. You're just working out of your garage. You're just working out of your house. It's not a real job. You know, come on, man. So you'll not want to work with me because I didn't give you a deal or a discount. So then you'll go to the bigger corporation, bigger multi-million dollar corporation, pay their full price without hesitation, and leave me behind. It's like, man, that's messed up. And even if I'm offering a better service, a better product for you, for your dollar, you know, you still ask for a discount. It's like, God, dog, man, it makes it seemingly impossible for us to win. But that's not to say that all clients are bad and all discounts aren't bad, you know, but you have to be realistic in your discounting. You know, I mean, big corporations offer discounts for bulk purchases. So if you're doing a big bulk project, you can do discounts just the same, but you still have to be careful to not discount yourself into seller's remorse, freelancer's remorse. Again, where you're just sitting there and you're like, man, I discounted them too much. Now I'm sitting here doing this job that I do not want to do. It's taking me too long. At this point, it's starting to cost me money. I'm losing money now because all the time I spent on this job, instead of making money at my full price, which would have been okay, now I'm doing the same amount of work, same amount of time taken for a fraction of the price. That is painful. You know, I hope you guys saw, I posted on my Facebook and Instagram that I had this vision board, this list. And it was a list of people that I wanted to work with and people that I didn't want to work with any longer. And I wrote that list like a year ago, and I've been chipping away at that list for a while. And it finally got to the point where I was able to detach myself from certain clients that I just didn't want to work with. And it's not that they were bad people or anything, and I didn't have any necessarily bad experiences with them because I had been working with them for years. But what happened is maybe their business took a turn and they started to not make as much revenue, not as much profit as they did prior. So they started to feel that, hey, I'm not making any money, so I'm not willing to pay money for said services. Yet they still wanted the exact same quality service from me. You know, I mean, why do I have to take a loss because your business is taking a loss? I mean, yeah, on the surface, yeah, if your business is not making money, then I can't make any money because you don't make any money to pay me. But still, that's your business. So you have to come up with the funding for your business in order to sustain your business. You want to advertise your product and you want to use me and my services to create proper advertisements for your product. That comes at a cost. Even if your business is not doing well, that's not my cost to eat. I had another client that wanted me to do some product photos for them. And the products that they bought and were selling were relatively inexpensive. But that has absolutely nothing to do with me. So they told me, hey, we got like, you know, 50 pieces that we need shot. Okay, this is my price per photo. And it comes with editing and all that. And it'll be web ready to sell for Amazon, eBay, Walmart, your website, Shopify, Etsy, whatever the case may be. They'll all be ready and prepped when I submit the photos to you. And their response was, whoa, your prices for your services cost more than I pay for the product. And my response was like, yeah, they're not the same. Just because you paid $5 for your product doesn't mean I'm going to charge you $5 to take photos of it. You know, what if you paid $5 for your product, but I charge you $10 to photograph it? Yeah, that's double what you paid for the product itself. But you own those photos in perpetuity. I'm not contracting those photos to you for a limited amount of time. You own those photos outright. So therefore, if you decide to sell that product all year round for years at a time, you're going to be making profit off those same photos from here on out with no additional fees. So yeah, you may have paid $5 for the product and then $10 for me to photograph that product. But if you do your job and make proper sales, you'll be selling that product from here on out, making money off of it for indefinitely. You know, I don't get a cut off of that. I don't get any residuals off of that. So that's just the cost of doing business. You pay for the, service up front. I mean, that's just the same as, you pay for the product that you bought, you bought it in bulk and then you're going to mark it up. Hey, you pay for my services and you're going to mark up the price of your product and you're going to resell it for higher than you paid for it. So again, I don't see where I should take a loss for that. But, you know, that's certain clients. But, you know, those are the clients that I had to cut because it can be exhausting. You know, it's already hard enough being a freelancer as it is because we have to chase our gigs every single day, for the most part. You know, we have to establish client relationships, and hopefully those clients will come back to where we don't have to chase and they just come to us when they need us for services. And I do have some clients like that. Shout out to those particular clients. I can't mention any names right now, but yeah, you guys are absolutely near and dear and special to my heart. But anyway, You know, we have to chase our clients all the time. So it's exhausting to have to negotiate and explain to clients over and over again why we can't give discounts. I mean, and you know, I mean, that's not the type of person I want to work with. I'm not saying you got to sit there and open your wallet to me and show me your books and say, hey, this is how much money I made. I'm gonna give you this cut. I get that. But at the same token, quit trying to undercut me for a service that I provide that you need, because you came to me. I didn't seek you out. You sought me out, and I'm providing a service that you need, and you want to discount that service so you can maximize your profits. I get you want to maximize your profits. Who doesn't? That's what we do this for. Everybody does this so they can maximize their profits and so on and so forth. But you are not going to maximize your profits at my expense. It just doesn't work that way. Not for me, at least. So, yeah, man, for those of us who freelance, who are listening to this, and for those clients that like to use freelancers, please do not ask us for discounts. It hurts us tremendously. I'm not saying you have to pay us more than the brick and mortar stores, unless our services are better, then of course you do. But if not, if our services are just as good and you want to help out a small business, take that in consideration. We are a small business, not by IRS terms where small businesses make 250 grand or better. And not saying that we can't as freelancers, but still, some of us small businesses don't make that. And you asking us for a discount just makes it that much more difficult. And for us freelancers who are often asked for discounts, basically tell them what I just told you guys right now. You know, these discounts hurt us because the time that we have to take to do these jobs is still the same. But now you're asking us to take that much time to do the job at a discounted rate. So that's a loss. We're losing money and we're losing time. That's two times a loss. And I mean, do you think we're going to be happy about that? Like, yeah, I'm looking forward to working with you again, you know, so I can give you even a greater discount and I can lose more money working with you. You know, no, nobody wants to do that, you know? So please, for those freelancers out there, let them know professionally, kindly. Don't have to be rude about it. Let them know professionally and kindly. Hey, I can't afford to discount you. It'll be a loss for me. Even if I do this job, I'm not here trying to build my portfolio, my resume. My portfolio is built. That's why you came to me in the first place, because you saw what I provide and you like what I provide. So I don't need anything else to add to my portfolio to help me generate sales. So me doing this just discounted job for you is not going to help me. It only helps you. And I end up taking a loss. I can't afford to take a loss because this is my only stream of income, and me discounting it, I'm losing. I mean, simple as that. It is an absolute loss for me. So you tell them professionally. And again, to the people, to the clients that are out there that need our services, please take that into consideration. I mean, think about you as a client. You need us to help you make your sales. If somebody came to you and asked you to discount what you offer, wouldn't you feel the exact same way? You know, I mean, you know, you got to put yourselves in our shoes sometimes. You know, you're working with a small company. It's a small company. Take that in consideration. We need to build ourselves up. We need to establish ourselves. We need to sustain ourselves. And you guys are instrumental in that. But asking for a discount is also making you instrumental in our failures. And nobody's here to fail. Like, nobody is here to fail. So with that being said, thank you guys for listening. I do appreciate that. I wanted to get that off my chest. Wanted to share that with y'all. I'm sure some of y'all are dealing with that just the same. And it sucks for y'all just as much as it sucks for me. But we can still get through this. We can still make it. And before I let you go, like I say in all the episodes, if you see somebody, smile. Just pay your good feelings forward. You know, a smile can uplift somebody. You don't necessarily have to flirt. I mean, unless you want to, that's up to you. But still, a smile can go a long way. Somebody could be dealing with something and feeling like the world is collapsing on them, around them. Nobody likes them. Nobody cares. Nothing like that. And your smile can make them think, hey, there's hope. There's a chance. Somebody out there actually saw me and recognized me. You know, and I mean, you never know. One day you might be feeling down and might need a smile. Somebody may smile at you, make you feel good. And doesn't it feel good to make other people feel good? You know what I mean? All right, you guys, thank you guys for listening, and I'll talk to you guys next time.